hardcore, man. It's hardcore.
Hardcore.
It's like Wacky and Stormy music right here.
This anyone entrance music?
Yeah, Hardy Boys.
Oh, okay. Of course it is. I am sorry that I missed Raw in Kansas City, where I would have been able to see The Miz and Jack Gallagher.
I wasn't there either, but I was really thinking about you, because that would have been the Raw you should have been at, honestly.
Dang it.
That was tailor-made for John Kurtz.
And Jack Gallagher actually won?
Yeah.
I think every time I come back and my roommate's watching it, he's losing. So I never actually get to see him win. And The Miz, I mean, The Miz may be just the best like entertainer out there.
I thought The Miz was a star last night, or two nights ago.
Well, he's always a star. He's always a star, my friend. We're back on the game, John, Tyler, and Mitch. We are not going to talk about wrestling this whole segment. We have
Thank you.
Can't Be Serious coming up. I think a lot of people just said the exact same thing the exact same time that you just let it out there. I liked your Twitter comment to this when I put it out on Monday on Wildcat Insider. The Twitter poll was if I set the over-under at 9.5 K-State football wins for next year, would you go over or under? And this includes, by the way, a bowl game and or Big 12 championship game, if that was going to be a part of it too. Overwhelmingly, like I thought, it skewed towards people taking the over. Again, there are some biases to take into account here. A lot of K-State fans are going to be following me, so you're going to get perhaps some more purple-tinted glasses looking at that. But it tells you that the fan base expectations are pretty high. Last year, the bar we were setting was 7.5, two wins lower and considerably lower, really. So that represents a pretty big jump, and we got, I think, a fairly similar, I don't remember the exact numbers. It was 78-22, by the way, 78% take over, 9.5. It's probably somewhere around there as far as what people did last year. I think a lot of people felt like it was going to go over 7.5, but you did not. You wanted to bet the farmhouse, Golden Retriever.
No. That's not how it went. No, I said that is the smart bet in terms of the value. Okay. I didn't say that K-State was not going to win 7 or more games, or 8 or more games.
Oh, boy. I think this may be a little revisionist history, but I'll let it slide. Either way, we went and asked the football team about it. Like, we got some quotes from Winston Dimmel, Dalton Reisner and company, about their thoughts of you saying the smart money. I mean, one way or the other, I feel like it's tomato-tomato, and that you're not saying that – you're saying that there's more value in taking the under, but you did think they were going to win more games. If you think they're going to win more games, there's not much value in the under because you thought they were going to win more games. I mean, you see what I'm saying.
I know what you're getting at, yeah.
And by the way, I'm not grilling you for it. Like, hey,
I've only had to live this down for an entire year now.
If that's what you feel, that's what you feel. But when I put that poll out, the first thing I saw was you responded. You just said, no, I'm not doing this again. I'm not falling for this. Not falling for this. I think that's smart. But now you're going to have to tell me what you just told me off air, on air.
Why? That's why I told you off the air. What are you doing?
Mitch, what do you think he told me off the air?
What are you doing, man? What is this?
I have no idea. No idea where this is
going.
This
is worse than an intervention. What? Oh.
Just take a guess, Mitch.
Is it Royals related?
No. Mitch, what do you do over there?
I'm working on stuff over here. You put me on the spot.
It was something related to K-State winning over or under 9.5 games.
Oh,
this
you took the
season.
Under.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That was like I threw the alley-oop. You were perfectly in stride coming down the floor, and the ball just sailed, and you stopped. And
I'm trying to make sure this show gets on the internet.
Okay.
After this thing
anyone
is done.
Who's listening to this on podcast, first of all, God bless you. And second of all, know that Mitch was making that happen instead of being ready there to oop my alley.
Can't believe you did that to me. I feel like that's in the unwritten rules of sports radio. You don't, without permission, off-air conversations.
I would say that's the opposite way. I think when you're doing a radio show, especially when you've been doing it like as long as we are and as comfortable as we are with each other, you have to know that virtually everything you say can and will be used on the air. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think if I've told you
there are plenty of things that you have told me off air that I would not even consider mentioning on air.
Well, nothing that's vulgar certainly is going to come on the air. But you know what? Maybe that's the discussion we should be having here instead of hell. You know, whether or not we're going over under 9.5 wins. Like what qualifies as something that's like, you know, violates the code of throwing it on air?
Well, this actually goes back to talking about, you know, what people want to see on ESPN and all these sports channels now. You see it on the Dan Patrick Show, like the television, the broadcast of the Dan Patrick Show, PTI, shows like that, where during the commercial breaks, they do live look-ins to see what they're talking about while they're off air. And
that'd
be
bad.
Interesting stuff.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's lively most of the time.
We would not be able to pull that off without having notification of exactly when the microphones are turned on during
the
commercial.
But I have said, and this is something I want to look into this summer, like we could do some Facebook Live during the show, maybe have some interaction during the commercial breaks.
I'll go ahead because
I'll put it this way. Like, I would not throw anything out there that you've told me off air that I thought would legitimately bother you or legitimately get you in trouble.
Okay.
I don't think this falls under that category. It's reasonable to be like, look, 9.5 is an awful lot. There are some things that need to get sorted out. You can reasonably defend taking the under 9.5 here. And I don't think people are going to come to your house
I was thinking about it more in depth over the last 24 hours since you put that number out there. And I realized that it is definitely a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. If you said 8.5, I would take the over and have no doubts about it whatsoever. If you were saying 9.5, I would probably take the under again. And ultimately, as we sit here today, I think K-State's going to go 9-4. That's where I'm at with K-State right now. So you can put that on the record. You can start asking Dalton Reisner about it if you want to.
But
that's what I'm thinking with K-State as we sit here in late April.
It had a little more, I think, pull to it and more of an effect because the number was lower last year. So it's like if you're saying under 7.5, just based on the program's recent history, you know, it's a little more jarring because they've been good. You know, they've been winning more than 7.5 games on a pretty consistent basis. So it doesn't work quite as well with 9.5 because that could still be 8 or 9 wins, and it's not really like you're being a hater.
Right. And you know, we're still like a month away from when these numbers actually get released by Vegas on the same sites that we, you know, actually talk about. What do you think it's going to be for K-State this year? 8, maybe? Like maybe 8.5? You know that they're going to undersell K-State, I would think.
I would guess if you really pin me down to it, yeah, 8.5. I would think 8.5.
Because you do remember that there were sites that K-State
it was like 4.5 or 5.5.
5.5 last year. Yeah, 5.5.
But they're going to be a preseason top 25 team. So I think there will be respect to the level of, well, here's a question for you. Does Bovada, like if they're doing that, does it take into account Big 12 championship game and or bowl game?
That's actually a good question.
Because that's a huge factor here.
Yeah, I do need to look at that.
If not, then maybe it does wind up being 7.5.
I would be very, very surprised if the odds makers had K-State's win total at anything above 8. 8 would be the absolute highest that I think we would see from them.
My guess right now is that there will be a decent amount of national respect for this team. And I think that is something that Bill Snyder thinks right now and is aware of and trying to make sure that the team doesn't get too big of heads because of that right now. That's my guess as to where this is headed. I don't think it's going to be just within the fan base. The fan base's expectations, as always, will be higher than the national expectations. But I don't think there will be as big of a gap as perhaps there was last season. We'll wrap up the show with You Can't Be Serious next. We'll